risk assessments and uses in planning and priority setting. In healthcare, a risk assessment is a set of tools for assigning likelihood, probability, and consequence, impact, to identified risks, typically using ordinal scale rankings. For example, a scale of 0 to 3 might be used for each likelihood, with 0 being not applicable and each higher value associated with a descriptive term such as 1 being very rare, 2 being rare, and 3 being uncommon. These rankings may then be adjusted for the relative capability level of the analyzed area, the community, healthcare facility, IPC program, surveillance program, etc., so that each risk is ranked relative to the others for determining risk-based priorities. If a risk assessment accounts for capability levels, then the higher the level of the capability an area has in managing a specific risk, the lower the risk will be ranked. A highly capable organization or team will already have resources in place to address the given risk, so priorities will be able to be directed elsewhere. Organizations may also set capability targets as improvement goals. Risk assessments are necessary inputs for IPCPs because IPCPs must account for the needs of the healthcare facility's demographics as well as the needs of the community and geographic area. In contrast to a generic approach, a risk-based approach helps direct resources to the areas of greatest need. This in turn will improve the chances that the IPC program will have the greatest impact based on the facility's investment of time and money. The results of risk assessments are used to set priorities to help appropriately allocate IPC program resources. Realistic strategies and established measurable objectives for surveillance and intervention can then be developed. Strategies to use in this process include establishing a reliable, focused surveillance program based on the annual risk assessment, streamlining data management, analyzing HAI rates, aiming for zero HAI rates, educating staff regarding prevention strategies, identifying opportunities for performance improvement, taking a leadership role in performance improvement teams, developing and implementing action plans that outline the steps needed to accomplish each objective, evaluating the success of action plans and accomplishing the goals and objectives of the IPC plan. Note that large hospital organizations may establish overall goals as well as more specific goals for their system in addition to hospital-specific goals.